allowing researchers access to public data. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate. At progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Liverpool Legends, performing The Complete Beatles Experience, narrated by Louise Harrison, Saturday, December 27th, 7:30 p.m. at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Information can be found at LiverpoolLegends.com. The Empire Brass, the little Christmas cheer for us with O Come All Ye Faithful, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Good to be with you. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on a Friday afternoon. This hour we'll sample from Astor Piazzolla's Tango Sensations with Kronos Quartet. We'll hear as well the Chicago Sinfonietta and William Grant Still and his Afro-American Symphony. All the while, a little sprinkling of holiday cheer as things go on. Thanks for being with us today on KPR. And thanks to those of you who have pledged your support during KPR's Winter Drive. Today is the last day of our Winter Drive, which began with Giving Tuesday earlier this week, with a goal of raising $40,000 in matching funds from the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation. We've made quite a bit of progress on that goal this week, thanks to your donations. About 31,000 raised so far, about a little over 8,000 left to go. This is a goal we think we can make, but we need your pledge to do it at kansaspublicradio.org. And some people I'd like to say thank you to who have made that pledge today. Horace Hudson of Kansas City, Missouri, thank you for pledging. Along with thanks to Leslie Ireland of Topeka, Kansas, who says, "Handle helps me to handle." Well, thank you for that, Leslie of Topeka. Remember to pledge your support in whatever you can in the season of giving at kansaspublicradio.org. Onward now, the English Chamber Orchestra, led by Alexander Schneider, is with violinist Isaac Stern next for music by Bach, some basic Bach, and his first violin concerto in A minor on Kansas Public Radio. Violin Concerto No. 1 in A minor music by Johann Sebastian Bach, played by the English Chamber Orchestra, conductor Alexander Schneider, and violinist Isaac Stern. It's 12:28. In a few minutes, we'll join the Chicago Sinfonietta to enjoy Symphony No. 1, the Afro-American Symphony by William Grant Still. And before the hour is through, the Elmer Eisler Singers with a little holiday music. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Toast at 10, a New Year's Eve celebration with the zoo, with a plated dinner, entertainment, silent auction, and champagne toast at 10 p.m. Tickets at topekazoo.org. Here on the KU campus, sunny skies and about 42 degrees, warming up to about 45, with occasional 20-mile-an-hour winds from the southwest. Cloudy skies this evening with a low of 23, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, and temperatures in the mid-40s. Next on KPR, we have something for you by the great Argentinian composer Astor Piazzolla. Maybe I was inspired a bit by Destiny's Tango Thursday program yesterday, but we're going to listen to Piazzolla's, a part of, his five tango sensations. For Piazzolla, it took bravery to attempt the tango. The emotions associated were, for him, things like anxiety, desperation, and fear. But the sensation that we'll listen to is the one that makes it all worthwhile, loving, from the five tango sensations. And we'll listen to the Kronos Quartet, who premiered the work back in 1989 on Kansas Public Radio. Kronos Quartet, performing Loving, from the five tango sensations of Astor Piazzolla. Astor Piazzolla himself in that recording on the bandoneon here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:36 now. We're live, we're local. KPR's 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. As 2025 comes to a close, unbiased local news has never been more essential. KPR delivers the depth and clarity you rely on without the pressure of advertisers. But with federal funding gone, we depend entirely on this community. Your year-end gift will keep trusted reporting strong in 2026. Start your monthly gift at kansaspublicradio.org, and your gift will be matched by the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation. Your support today secures tomorrow's news. The Chicago Sinfonietta and conductor Paul Freeman have our next performance. A symphony, the first symphony written by an African-American composer performed in the United States for a leading orchestra. Music of William Grant Still from 1930, a bridge built between the classical and African-American styles in Symphony No. 1, the Afro-American Symphony. Here's the Chicago Sinfonietta on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1930, Symphony No. 1, the Afro-American Symphony, by William Grant Still, performed by the Chicago Sinfonietta, conducted by Paul Freeman, here on Kansas Public Radio. Wrapping up this noon hour with just a dash of holiday music from the Elmer Eisler Singers with the Golden Vase Carol, here on Kansas Public Radio. In the next hour of music, there'll be more for the holidays with the Toronto Children's Chorus. We've also got music of Beethoven and Mozart from the latter. Symphony No. 34 with the Salzburg Mozarteum Orchestra. That's all ahead on KPR.
Daryl Brogdon, $15 today at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258 BT in Manhattan, and always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org.
64 points at 48,015. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Christmas favorite, one that I imagine we'll hear a time or two more before the season is through. The Toronto Children's Chorus, led by John Rutter, with the 12 Days of Christmas on Kansas Public Radio. Welcome back for more classics and holiday favorites on a Friday afternoon. I'm Jeb Watson. This hour coming up, we've got Beethoven and his famous variations on themes from Mozart's Magic Flute with cellist Yo-Yo Ma, and then later from Mozart himself, the 34th Symphony, in C major. That's just ahead here on a Friday afternoon. Thanks for being with us. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum, now until January 4th. Details at LecomptonKansas.com and Weaver's Department Store serving Northeast Kansas from downtown Lawrence since 1857. Open 7 days a week, offering apparel, cosmetics, and housewares. Online shopping available at weaversinc.com. Support comes from you as well, and I want to say a quick thank you to those of you who have made your pledge of support for KPR during our year-end winter fundraising event, which began with Giving Tuesday earlier this week with the goal of raising $40,000 by the end of the day today. Thus far, We've raised a little over $31,000, just a little bit left to go on this goal, from the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation. I want to say thank you to some folks who have pledged today, a pair of anonymous donors, one from Topeka, the other from Manhattan in the last hour, and from Olathe, Kansas, thank you to Sage Friedling for your donation. I do hope I said that name correctly. I apologize if not, but thanks to all of you for your pledges. You can support us with a year-end gift that will be matched dollar for dollar over at kansaspublicradio.org. We're bringing you now the English Northern Philharmonia, led by David Lloyd-Jones, with a lush orchestral creation from English composer Haydn Wood, his Fantasy Concerto on KPR. A Fantasy Concerto, Four Strings, by English composer Haydn Wood. David Lloyd-Jones conducted the English Northern Philharmonia here on Kansas Public Radio. About 1:28 now, and we're about 10 minutes away from the Salzburg Mozarteum Orchestra with the music of Mozart and his 34th Symphony, still to come on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from Trinity Lutheran Church, presenting a community sing-along featuring songs to welcome in the Christmas season. Also accepting food donations for community food pantries, December 7th at 7 p.m. More at tlclawrence.org and Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Well, before we hear a Mozart symphony, something from Beethoven, some famous variations on themes of Mozart from the opera The Magic Flute, with Yo-Yo Ma and pianist Emmanuel Ax on KPR. Cellist Yo-Yo Ma and pianist Emmanuel Ax with variations from Mozart's Magic Flute, variations put together by Beethoven on KPR. 1:38 now, and news from NPR at the top of the hour. We're live, we're local, KPR's 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Thanks for joining us for the classics on a Friday afternoon. Tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m., Destiny is your host with Classics by Request, and everyone seems to be in the Christmas spirit, specifically in the style of Corelli and Torelli, their elegant Christmas concertos tomorrow, as well as a cute toy bunch. Some more music by Mozart and Beethoven, and a trip on a magic carpet with Carl Nielsen's Aladdin. Classics by Request with Destiny, tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, serving Douglas County in northeast Kansas. Offering residential and prevention services to at-risk children and families, as well as foster home support. Information at O'ConnellChildrenShelter.org. From Mozart variations to music of Mozart himself, and a symphony next, from 1780, with a good deal of flourish to it. Symphony number 34 in C major, with the Salzburg Mozarteum Orchestra, led by Hans Graf, on KPR. The Salzburg Mozarteum Orchestra, conducted by Hans Graf, and Symphony No. 34 in C major from 1780 by Mozart here on Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned for NPR News and more classics just ahead.
Hi, this is Feli, director of KPR. Support today secures tomorrow's news.
KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bayer. Bayer is dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that save lives and feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There you have the ensemble, members of Collage. And for the holiday season, music by Percy Grainger. That was called the Sussex Mummers Christmas Carol, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's your place, not only for NPR news, but beautiful music as well. And before All Things Considered rolls around at 3 p.m., I'm Jeff Watson, with a ladder to share. We've got Schubert's chamber music, a bit later with the Beaux-Arts Trio, the Emerson Strings as well, for Claude Debussy's String Quartet. And more music for the holidays later with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Holiday Farmers Market, featuring over 50 local vendors and holiday activities on Saturday, December 13th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. More at lawrencefarmersmarket.org. Thanks as well to those of you who have pledged your support for KPR during our special year-end winter Quiet Drive fundraising event, hoping to raise $40,000 by the end of business today. And since the event kicked off with Giving Tuesday earlier this week, we've raised just over $31,000. We're tantalizingly close to reaching our goal. Make your pledge of support and have your donation matched dollar for dollar by the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation. All that over at kansaspublicradio.org. We'll continue on with a concert overture put on by the Louisville Orchestra, and the music by an American composer of the mid-19th century, George Whitefield Chadwick, who, along with Arthur Foote, Horatio Parker, and John Knowles Payne, all a part of what they refer to as the Second New England School of American Composers of the late 19th century. Here he shows off his classical education a bit with a concert overture based on the mythological Greek muse of music, the so-called giver of delight. We'll hear Euterpa with the Louisville Orchestra on KPR. There a musical illustration of the mythological Greek muse of music, the concert overture Euterpa by composer George Whitefield Chadwick, played by the Louisville Orchestra, here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:20 is the time. In just a few minutes, joined by the Emerson String Quartet, we'll hear the String Quartet of Claude Debussy, as well as music for the holidays with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir in just a bit. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Trinity Lutheran Church, presenting a community sing-along featuring songs to welcome in the Christmas season, also accepting food donations for community food pantries, December 7th at 7 p.m., more at tlclawrence.org, and the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering customized photography sessions and packages to create artwork that captures light and emotion. Now in downtown Lawrence. Information and portfolio at tcistudio.com. Here's a performance by the Beaux-Arts Trio with a short Trio in B-flat major by Schubert on KPR. A Franz Schubert Trio in B-flat major, played by the Beaux-Arts Trio on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2:30. At 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, from 7 to 9, Daryl Brogdon is your host for Film Music Friday. As the year winds down, KPR has been your sanctuary for classical music throughout the year, a source of calm in a fast-paced world. But with federal funding gone, we need your help to keep this vital service strong. We hope you can join KPR with a monthly gift of $15 a month or more, and you'll receive a KPR ornament. Plus, your donation will be matched by the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation. But don't wait. We're down to just the last few thousand dollars in matching funds. You can make your pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. And some folks this afternoon who have taken that step that we'd like to say thank you to. From Overland Park, thank you to Tom Hubbard, who has a special message for our morning host, Cordelia Brown. A big thank you to Cordelia for her many years of service at KPR, and best wishes in retirement. All of us at KPR wish the same for the marvelous Cordelia Brown. And thanks as well to an anonymous donor from Olathe, Kansas. Thanks to all of you who have made your pledge of support during our year-end fundraising event. Help us raise the last few thousand that we need today by donating at kansaspublicradio.org. We're with the Emerson Strings next to hear music by Claude Debussy. And Day's one and only string quartet from 1893, a lush and sensual piece put on by the Emerson Strings on KPR. The one and only string quartet in G minor by Claude Debussy, performed by the Emerson Strings, today on Kansas Public Radio. 2:56 and just a few short minutes until 3 p.m., and all things considered. While I still have time, I just want to mention real quick that this evening you'll have a chance to hear music of Debussy along with Barber, Bach, Handel, and others, part of the Bach Aria Soloists' annual holiday concert, which is this evening at St. Paul's Episcopal at 11 East 40th Street in Kansas City, Missouri. Find out about this concert, all the details, and how to attend over at BachAriaSoloists.com. Wishing all of you joy to the world. There with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m. now, and next is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for this afternoon's classical music. Thanks to all of you who have pledged your support for KPR during our year-end winter fundraising event. We'll have more music and more for the holidays for you at noon on Monday. Keep it tuned here for All Things Considered, and later tonight at 7, Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon. We're live, we're local, Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the iconic 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku. Dot edu.